Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. Today we'll begin our study for some verses in Quran chapter 7. First, we let us look at the fall of Adam, how Adam sinned against Allah in the Quran, and we'll see what the Bible said about the fall of Adam and Eve. In Quran chapter 7, verses 20 to 23, we read, "So Satan whispered to them to show them what was hidden from them in their nakedness. And he said, your Lord has not forbidden you from this tree, except that you become angels or that you become immortal. And he swore to them, surely I am an advisor to you. So he brought them down with pride. So when they tasted the tree, their private parts appeared to them, and they began to cut and glue together leaves of the garden on them. And their Lord called to them, have I not forbidden you of this tree? And I said to you, surely Satan is your obvious enemy. They said, our Lord, we have been unjust to ourselves. And if you do not forgive us and have mercy on us, we will surely be of the losers. And now I would like to read to you Quran chapter 7 and verse 27. O children of Adam, do not let Satan seduce you as he got your parents out of the garden by taking their clothes off to show them their private parts. Surely he sees you, he and his host, from where you cannot see them. Surely we have made the Satan's friends to those who do not believe." Notice here, Quran 7, 20 to 23 and verse 27 give us a completely strange, weird story about the fall of Adam and his wife. First of all, we do not have details of information in the Quran, and the story of the Quran is once again completely different than that which we read in the Genesis account. As if we are talking about two different Adams and two different stories of falls. Now one would ask, how do we know which story is the accurate? The fall of Adam to sin in the Quran or the fall of Adam to sin in the Bible? I will tell you that if you just have some simple logic and common understanding of reality and life, and you read the account of the Bible, you will figure out there is truth there. But when you read that which is written in the Quran, as we just have done, you will see this is simply a comedy story. What was the sin? Adam and Eve ate from the tree, which God told them not to eat from it. If the Adam of the Quran is the same as the Adam of the Bible, as Muslims claim, why we read two different stories? Does it make any sense that the sin of Adam and Eve in the Quran was about showing their private parts? And Satan was so smart to make them see their private parts. What does this have to do with eating from the tree which God told Adam and Eve not to eat from? Did Adam and Eve wear any clothes before they ate from the tree? And that's why Satan seduced them and caused them to see their private parts by taking their clothes off. What a ludicrous story we read here in the Quran. Let me share with you quick thoughts about these verses. Quran 7, verse 20. Satan whispered to them. Why did he not talk to them out loud? But he whispered to them. Oh, you have to understand what happened earlier. You see, Satan used to live in the garden, which is located in heaven with Adam. But because he refused to worship Adam, Allah cast him out of the garden to earth. From that, we learn that we're talking about two different gardens, the garden of Muhammad in heaven and the garden of Eden in the Bible in the land of Iraq. So now Satan is whispering to them because he does not want Allah to know that he's talking to them. So he came close to the gates of the garden and somehow softly he whispered to them as if Allah is not aware of what Satan is doing and he could not hear the whispering. Therefore, Satan can get away with his temptation to Adam and Eve. Notice the Quran said, Satan whispered to them. Where in the Bible we know that Satan talked to Eve, not to them, Adam and Eve. And hear what Satan had in mind as we continue with verse 20 when we read to show them what was hidden from them in their nakedness. Wow! What a great fabrication. It is a lie from the bottom of hell. So what was the temptation here? What was Satan is trying to do? He's trying to show Adam that he have a private part of a man and Eve have a private part of a woman. And if you think about that, you may assume that Adam never knows that he is a male and Eve never knows that she was a female and they never saw their nudity because they were wearing some fancy clothes. Is this what the Bible said? And as I read to you earlier in verse 27, let me take you to it again. So we know this is exactly what Allah meant by what Allah said in the Quran. In 7:27, Allah said, O children of Adam, do not let Satan seduce you as he got your parents out of the garden. By what? By taking their clothes off to show them their private parts. So what was the sin of Adam and Eve? It's not the ate from the tree, which God told them not to eat from, but their sin is they saw their naked body. They saw their private part. What a stupid comedy in the Quran. Do Muslims ever read the Quran to see how ridiculous and how ludicrous the word of Allah? Very foolish, very stupid verses. Is this what we read in the Bible? The sin of Adam and Eve? They figure out that they are a male and a female and they have a private part of a man and a woman? And that was how Satan seduced them? Wow. I wonder if Satan never seduced Adam and Eve, would they ever know that they are a man and a woman? Would they ever know how to make love, to have children? Because that will be a hidden, a secret about their body for the rest of their life. What a stupid Quran and what a stupid Allah. Now let's go back to the Quran. In Quran chapter 7 verse 20, we continue to read, and he said, your Lord has not forbidden you from this tree except that you become angels or you become immortal. So we are no longer talking about Adam and Eve nudity to talk about the tree. Really? You mean if Adam and Eve ate from the tree, they will become angels? And if they ate from the tree, they will live forever? Wait a minute. What tree Adam and Eve ought to eat from to live forever? It's called the tree of life. And did God in the Bible tell Adam and Eve not to eat from the tree of life? Or he allowed them to eat from the tree of life? Which tree in the garden did God tell Adam and Eve not to eat from? Huh, Muhammad did not know that. Here is another error in the comedy verses of the Quran. So why does God not want Adam and Eve to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil? Is it because God is jealous? He does not want them to be angels, or he does not want them to live forever? In verse 21 of Quran chapter 7, once again we read, and he, that is Satan, swore to them, surely I am an advisor to you. Where do we read that sentence anywhere in the Bible? First of all, let me remind you that Satan did not talk to Adam, period. He was only speaking to Eve. Did Satan ever tell Eve in a whisper sound that he is a good advisor to her? Or this is just made up nonsensical comedy story in the Quran? Now let's move on with the rest of the comedy of Allah concerning the fall of Adam from heaven to earth. For in verse 22 we read, so he, that is Satan, brought them down with pride. When Allah said, brought them down, that is when Allah cast Adam and Eve from heaven down to earth. So when they taste the tree, their private parts appear to them. Wow, once again, Once again, they ate from the tree after they came down from heaven. Listen to the order of the verse. So he brought them down with pride. And then surprise, surprise, the following sentence. So when they tasted the tree, their private parts appeared to them. They did not eat from the tree. They just taste the tree. And as Adam and Eve tasted the fruit, behold, they discovered that they are a male and a female. And they began to cut and glue together leaves of the garden on them. Well, I'm trying to figure out here. Are they still in the garden of heaven or they are now on earth? Because they ate from the tree, they discovered they are male and a female, and they're still in the garden, even though Allah said that Satan brought them down. Why they are still in the garden? Because the verse said they were cutting and glue the leaves of the tree to cover their nakedness. Do we read any of that comedy in the biblical account of Genesis? Obviously, the answer is no.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that, "My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicky@thestraightway.org. That's Vicky spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
And then, surprise, surprise, their Lord appeared in Quran chapter 7 and verse 22. As we read, "And their Lord called to them, 'Have I not forbidden you of this tree?'" Once again, which tree? Why Allah forbid Adam and Eve from eating from this tree, which Allah is talking about here in the Quran? The answer is, you have to read the Bible to understand how foolish the writings of Allah in the Quran. But let's continue. As Allah stated, "And I said to you, surely Satan is your obvious enemy." Do we read that anywhere in the Bible? That Allah warned Adam and Eve, surely Satan is your obvious enemy. And in verse 23, they, that is Adam and Eve, listen carefully what he said, "Our Lord, we have been unjust to ourselves, and if you do not forgive us and have mercy on us, we will surely be of the losers." Did really Adam and Eve say that? If we go right now to Genesis account, we will see that sentence came out of the lips of Adam and Eve. Did Adam say, "I have sinned"? Did Eve say, "I have sinned"? Did they both say, "Please forgive us. If not, we'll be losers"? Do we read that anywhere in the Genesis account? For the sake of time, let us stop this nonsensical reading of the nonsensical Quran and let us read what is written in Genesis account. Now, I'm going to be reading for you the Genesis account in chapter 3 from verses 1 to 20. Notice, when we read the Bible, we do not actually need interpreters. We do not need different opinions by some scholars. Any person who can read Arabic or English and investigate that which is written in Genesis 3 will come up with the same conclusion. It is not nonsensical as we just read in the Quran, but a reality, simple facts, as it is written by the Holy Spirit. There is a huge difference between the comedy of the Quran and the true biblical account of Moses. In verse 1 we read, "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God has made. And he said to the woman, 'Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?'" Notice here, Muhammad in the Quran never mentioned the serpent, but he just talked about Satan. And notice here that in the Quran, Muhammad said, Allah said that Satan told them not to eat from the tree. But here, Satan is saying not to eat from all the trees. That's how we know Satan is a deceiver. Satan is a liar. In verse 2, we read, "And the woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.'" Notice that they're not supposed to eat from a specific tree which is in the middle of the garden, which the Bible call it the tree of knowledge of evil and good. In verse 4, "Then the serpent said to the woman, 'You shall not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.'" Notice he did not say, if you eat from it, you become angels or you live forever. No, you'll be like God, knowing good and evil. In verse 6, "So the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise. She took of its fruit and ate, not taste, but ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate." Notice the conversation was simply between the serpent and the woman, not between the serpent and Adam and Eve, and they ate. Eve ate first, and Adam ate second. In verse 7 we read, "Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked." Wait a minute. You mean they did not have any clothes? No, they were naked, but they did not know that they were naked. You mean Satan did not seduce him by removing their clothes, as Allah stated in the Quran, so that they can figure out that they are male and female? No, they never had clothes on, period. Then we read in the rest of verse 7, "And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings." Notice they did not glue, but they sewed. That is another error in the Quran. In verse 8 we read, "And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, 'Where are you?' So he said, 'I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself.'" Wow. This is a completely different sentence than that which we have read in the Quran. In verse 11, we continue, "And he," that is God, "said, 'Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat?" In verse 12, "Then the man said, 'I have sinned against you. And if you don't forgive me, I'll be of the losers.'" No, 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 no. That's what Muhammad said in the Quran. In the Bible, in the true account we read, "Then the man said, 'The woman whom you have gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate.' And the Lord God said to the woman, 'What is this you have done?' The woman said, 'The serpent deceived me, and I ate.' So the Lord God said to the serpent, 'Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all the cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head and you shall bruise his heel. Do we read any about that in the Quran? No. Why? Because that's a prophecy about the seed of the woman, our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, who will crush Satan at the cross. Now let us continue with the punishment of the woman. To the woman, he, that is God, said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you. Do we read any of that in the Quran? No. Let's see the punishment of Adam. In verse 17, then to Adam, he, that is God, said, because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the herbs of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return. Where do we read any of that in the Quran? It does not exist. Muhammad simply made up a comedy, ridiculous story. We end that account in verse 20 by reading, and Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. And once again, in the Quran, we never read the name Eve anywhere. This is a quick reading to that which Muhammad invented in the Quran concerning the fall of Adam and the true biblical account for the fall of Adam and Eve. And until we meet again in another broadcast, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.